Welcome to AUSA's Army Matters podcast. This is Family Voices, and I am Thea Green, AUSA Family Readiness Program Manager. It's my honor to have as our guest today Ms. Lee Kelly. She's the Director of Military Community Support Programs, Department of Defense Military Community and Family Policy, and she's an enlisted Army veteran. Welcome to the podcast, Lee.
Thank you, Thea. I am so happy to be here with you today.
Well, it's always my pleasure to talk with you. So let's start with you telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your role.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So you mentioned one of my favorite characteristics, which is the fact that I'm an enlisted Army veteran. I'm also a social worker. And in my role with the Department of Defense, I have the privilege of leading a team that oversees three of DOD's centrally funded service member and family programs, Military OneSource, the Military and Family Life Counseling Program, and DOD's Spouse Education and Career Opportunities Program. And I know we're going to have a chance to talk more in depth about these programs and how they support our service members and families. But just in a nutshell, these programs provide services 24/7 through Military OneSource. They provide career coaching 6 days a week to military spouses, and they provide global non-medical counseling support through the Military and Family Life Counseling Program.
Well, there's one thing I didn't know about you. I didn't know that you were a social worker. So thank you for all of your service and all that you're doing. You've always made time for us at AUSA Family Readiness. And I say for myself that I do appreciate you and your support. So today we're going to talk about relationships. So Lee, how do your program support relationship health?
Thea, thank you for asking about my very favorite topic in the entire universe. For quite a while now, my team and I have really had a desire to look more in depth about how we support relationships. And there's a reason why. So through Military OneSource and through the Military and Family Life Counseling Program, we provide non-medical counseling. Now, the phrase non-medical counseling probably doesn't mean a lot to many people. It certainly didn't mean anything to me before I took on this role. But in a nutshell, non-medical counseling is counseling for those day-to-day issues of military life, but also to include relationships and communication. How do I deal with anger? How do I communicate with a teenager? How do I prepare for reintegration or prepare for deployment? So it's for these issues and stressors that don't rise to that threshold of a mental health diagnosis. Now, when it comes to relationships, it probably won't surprise those listening today when I tell you that relationship support is the top reason service members and families seek non-medical counseling through Military OneSource and the Military and Family Life Counseling Program. And when you know that one of your services is the most sought after, you want to make sure that that service is provided as effectively as possible. And so in September of 2020, we launched a relationship campaign. It's both public facing as well as it has an internal component. And so when I say it has an internal component, I mean that we actually have been introducing a new relationship intervention into the Military and Family Life Counseling Program. And we're also exploring some new relationship tools through Military OneSource as well. And so I'm excited to be having this conversation with you right now, Thea, because it really is a new service and it's one that audience members just may not be familiar with.
Well, I agree because I wasn't familiar with it until we chatted recently about it. And I didn't know too much about non-medical counseling, but I wanted to share that this year I'll be celebrating my 20th anniversary. And because of you sharing that information with me, my husband and I, we just signed up for the Love Every Day app. And so far, the 21 days of building healthy habits have been fun. And I think it's very important. And it's never too late to continue growing your relationship. So my next question is, what are you doing new in the relationship space?
Well, first of all, Thea, thank you for the shout out for Love Every Day. That is by far the most popular tool / app provided through Military OneSource. People love it. I've gone through it with my partner as well. It's just, you hit the nail on the head. It is fun. You enter in your phone number, and then each day you and your partner get sent a question. And once you answer that question, you get to see your partner's answer. And it's nice to break out of that routine of, you know, texting, hey, can you pick up the milk? Or, hey, I'm running late, to actually reflect back on what makes your relationship so great and why you're together in the first place. So thank you for the shout out for Love Every Day. As far as what we're doing that's new in the relationship space, as I mentioned, we launched a public-facing campaign in September. You can see the, we call it the Re the We campaign, because it's an opportunity to kind of sit back and reflect, reinvigorate your relationship. And so if you go to our Military One Source social media channels, you're going to see all kinds of content from the Re the We campaign. That initial content back in the fall of 2020 was really geared towards pulling back the curtain on what relationship support looks like. What does it sound like to talk to a counselor? That's why we literally put our military and family life counselors on Facebook Live to be interviewed to talk about how it is that they support couples. Sometimes if you've never been to a counselor, you're not even sure what that experience is going to be like. Are they going to be prying into your personal life? Are they going to make you uncomfortable? Are they going to blame you? Well, the counselors were there to kind of just pull back the curtain and say, no, we're here to help. And these are the actual concrete ways that we provide that help. So the campaign is one piece of the puzzle, but we're also introducing, we call it an intervention. It's a resource through the Military and Family Life Counseling Program. It's a really neat experience for couples, we think, and it's called the Brief Relationship Checkup.
I love the fact that it's available 24/7 because we're all over the world. And just to have that available for everyone, I think that is just great. So what does the brief relationship checkup involve?
Great question. And I do want to do a tip of the hat to the 24/7 support. So yes, I think that's such an important point to make. The Military One Source call center, you can call 24/7 from anywhere around the world, 365 days a year, any live person is going to answer the phone. There's no automated messaging, automated menus. You call, the phone is answered by a master's level triage consultant who all they do is work with service members and families all day long. And it is hard to stump them. So when you call seeking support, they're able to get you connected to that support as efficiently as possible. Now, as far as the brief relationship checkup goes, this is a intervention that we've introduced through the Military and Family Life Counseling Program. We started training MFLACs in the fall, and we've only trained about 50 MFLACs, and we trained them at sites that were just providing a lot of couples support to begin with. And so MFLACs are providing the brief relationship checkup at Fort Campbell, Fort Drum, Fort Benning. Those are three of the Army sites, and we'll see more Army sites rolling out in the months to come as well. But what the checkup involves is it's an opportunity to step back, again, out of kind of that day-to-day routine and reflect back on your relationship. And it's called a checkup for a reason, because just like we all need an annual physical for our physical health, our relationships need a checkup too. And so this is basically, it's just three sessions, and it involves an assessment, a chance for you and your partner to fill out an online assessment, kind of put down your thoughts of where you're at, reflect back on what your strengths are. You know, what is it that attracted you to your partner in the first place? And then zero in on what some of those challenges are so that as a team, you and the MFLAC can come up with some concrete next steps, again, to kind of increase the health of the relationship, to maintain the health of the relationship, or maybe even to take that next step of accessing additional couples counseling. And so the brief relationship checkup is a great place to start, and we're really excited about it and the feedback that we've gotten from the field about it, because it is, it's not something that's like, oh, this is going to be, you know, 12 weeks of my time, an hour a week. No, this is three sessions. Some can be as short as 30 minutes, and it's a chance just to do a check-in on your relationship. And I don't know who among us wouldn't benefit from just taking that time to just check in.
I agree. And like I said, this year is my 20th anniversary, and I'm going back to the Love Every Day app to get that little text message in the morning to just remind you to just do the little, whatever it tells you to do. I'm not going to spoil that for anyone, but just to get that, it can just kindle up the relationship, just getting those little things to make you think of your spouse. So if you can tell us, how can service members and their families access relationship support?
First of all, I am so excited that it's your 20th anniversary. That in and of itself is such an awesome thing to be celebrating throughout 2021. And yes, what a great time to check in and revisit what makes your relationship awesome or places that you want your relationship to grow. And so any service member, any family member from anywhere around the world can always rely on Military One Source as a starting point. So if you want to talk with a triage consultant about how Military OneSource can support your relationship, that triage consultant is going to talk with you about non-medical counseling. They'll talk with you about the fact that non-medical counseling is available telephonically, via video, via in-person, via web. They're also going to mention the Building Healthy Relationships specialty consultation. And the Building Healthy Relationship specialty consultation isn't counseling. What it is an opportunity to work one-on-one with a consultant through Military OneSource around a guided curriculum, really focused on motivational interviewing, asking you questions that are going to help you maybe see things in a new way or have realizations that you haven't had an opportunity to reflect on before. I know that's the experience that it always gives me. And so these curriculums may be focused on staying connected while apart, which is a big one for our military couples, whether it's an extended CDY or deployment or training. Events within the military take us away from each other. And so how do you gain the tools and techniques to keep that relationship strong? So certainly Military OneSource is going to talk to you about building healthy relationships. Without a doubt, they're going to highlight Love Every Day, which is again our most popular app. As far as the military and family life counselors, Military OneSource can also provide you direct contact information to your military and family life counselor at your installation. For whatever community you're in, you can call in and find that contact information. And the brief relationship checkup that I mentioned isn't available across the NFLAG program yet, but it is available at those three Army installations that I mentioned so far, with more to come this spring. And so Military OneSource is a great place to start. You can also live chat. So if you're trying to not wake up the kids, you could always live chat at militaryonesource.mil and get your questions answered. Or just go to our website, militaryonesource.mil, and look up the information about the resources yourself and get started in that manner. Sometimes maybe you don't want to take that first step of talking to someone yet, but you just want to download the app. Well, that's a self-care step in and of itself.
Well, Military OneSource, I can say, is a great resource, and we use it all the time. We also have a link to Military OneSource located on our AUSA Family Readiness Resource webpage. But I do want to mention that we've been talking about marriage, those relationships, but it's also good for your children, your teens, and family. So just wanted to make sure I didn't just say it's all just about marriage. So my next question is, can you tell me what you have coming up next?
Yeah, that's such a good point. Relationships in the home, whether it's between parents, whether it's between a parent and child, they can add stress that stay with you the rest of your day. And so being able to kind of tackle that stress early and get those productive strategies can be such a resilience builder. So yes, non-medical counseling for relationship support, 100% applicable for more than just the relationship with your significant other. As far as what we have coming up next, I'm still on a little bit of an energy bump this morning because I had such a great meeting with my team this morning talking about our upcoming virtual military spouse symposium, which typically occurs in time to celebrate Military Spouse Appreciation Month. So we're looking at the end of April for this year's virtual Military Spouse Symposium, just like we did in years past. We'll officially announce the dates in the coming weeks through our platforms. But what I wanted to say as far as what's coming up next is, for the first time ever, we're looking at having some dedicated time during that event to have like a relationship summit, have an opportunity to come and hear stories, hear the resources, hear the tools to build healthy relationships. So we're super excited about that. We're super excited to see the brief relationship checkup move to additional installations around our military community. And we're really excited for the Re the We campaign to continue into 2021. We're heading into a phase right now that's really focused on skill building. One thing that we haven't talked about so far today is, what happens when you break up? How do you recover from a breakup? It can be devastating. What are the tools and skills that are out there to maybe make your journey just a little bit less painful? And so as part of the skill building focus of the campaign, we'll be diving deep into the tools that can be leveraged around the point of a breakup, because it impacts you differently depending on how old you are, depending on what point of your military career you're at. And so we want to make sure that we're putting out really useful, relevant tools and information to deal with all aspects of the relationship. Not just keeping the relationship healthy, but how do you recover when a relationship needs to come to an end? And so that's what we have coming up this year. We're really excited about it, and we are really open to feedback. So anyone who maybe uses the resources, calls the call center, works with an MBLAC, chimes in on social media, please know that we take that feedback really seriously. We want to make sure that the resources and the information that we're putting out is of the greatest use possible to the military community.
Well, I'm going to be looking out for the Military Spouse Symposium. I'll keep checking. Well, we'll stay in contact. But we're also looking forward to hearing more on these programs and connecting with you. Lee, it has been such a pleasure to talk to you today. And if you don't mind sharing those links again and the numbers that people can call. And if anything else, do you have any last thoughts before we close?
Well, Thea, that would be the last thought before I close. And that would just be to ask my call to action to anyone listening today, whether for you, whether for your family, whether for your friend or your neighbor, or that service member or spouse that you see at the commissary or down at the flight line, wherever it is, plug in the Military OneSource phone number into your phone right now. Whether it's for you or for someone that you could help, plug that number into your phone so you have it. It's 1-800-342-9647. Again, that's 1-800-342-9647. Whether it's for you, maybe sometime in the future, or whether it's for someone that needs the help and you can just reach out and offer that help to them. That's where you can go to schedule the relationship counseling. That's where you can go to find out more about the different resources available for relationship help. You can also go to militaryonesource.mil. Once you're there, you can start a live chat. Maybe a question comes up as you're reviewing something and you want the answer right there on the spot. Start a live chat, get the question answered, try out the resource. These resources are provided at no cost through the Department of Defense. They're there for you. And we really encourage everyone to give them a try and let us know what you think.
Thank you. And we too, we also have Military OneSource located on AUSA Family Readiness Resource webpage. So you can find them there as well. So we've come to the end of our podcast episode. To all of our listeners, thank you for joining us. And to you, Lee, thank you for always being such a wonderful guest.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.